In practicing and understanding these teachings, which are amazing, and in seeing at this time, so much information, so many things are happening, no matter what you believe.
A whole lot of people have been trying to dissect this and describe it in a whole lot of different ways.
And here we are. And here you are to help us to get it. Why is it so important that we get it?
It isn't. It's not important that you get it, because when you croak, you'll have it. So you've already got it. In other words, life already gave it to you. Life caused you to ask, and Source already gave it to you. The only reason that we're here chewing with you is because we don't think you should have to wait to croak to close the gap. We don't think you should have to put your happiness off till death distracts you.
And so then you mention one person in their stream is so powerful than 10,000 who are not. Let's say in 5 years, all of us are in our stream.
When we say one is more powerful than a million who aren't, we're not talking about that one and your relationship to the million. We're talking about the power that you've harnessed to apply to your own creation. You're not here to make anything happen with others. You're here to identify your dream and live it. And when you die, there is no death. When you croak, we try to be as disrespectful as we can. When you croak, you'll live that dream. But why have to croak to do it? In other words, why have to croak to remember how worthy you are? Why do you have to croak to understand your value? It's so much more exhilarating to be here focused in the leading edge of creation with the full resources of that which you are present, you see. So what's happened is, as you come forth as Source energy, the dynamics of the contrast have sort of served to separate you, but they've also served to cause you to expand. And so you said, oh, I'll take the expansion any day. I can deal with the separation because my guidance will help me close that gap. You're just not doing a very good job of being consciously aware of that gap. And in your not doing a very good job, you've been asking for more understanding, and here we are explaining.
And in its essence, in my essence, I am no different than you.
Well said.
Okay.
So there is that essence of you, and there is that physical part of you, and you just got to ask yourself as you're moving through your day, as you're beating the drum or giving your attention to the different subjects that call your attention, is this subject inspiring my alignment or inspiring my resistance? Is this conversation causing me to right now, in this powerful now, be the fullness of who I am, or am I affecting my own separation by contemplating it in this way? A very good thing to do, take a notebook and carry it around with you. And when you feel negative emotion, write the person's name or the incident that you think is the reason for your bad feeling and say, what is it that I'm thinking about you that I'm using as my excuse to not allow myself to be who I am? Feel the power in that? Hear the difference between saying, what are you doing that's making me feel bad? Disempowerment, because now if you've done something that made me feel bad, then you've got to do something that makes me feel good, or I'm going to feel bad, and I'm not sure I can count on you because you're kind of fickle and you don't seem all that interested in how I feel, clearly, because I don't feel good. So what is it that you're doing that is making me feel bad? Oh, disempowerment all over the place. But when you say, what is it that I'm choosing to think about you that I'm using as my excuse to not allow me to be who I really am? Total empowerment. Because I can choose that, or I can choose something that feels better, or I can choose something somewhere else altogether. If somebody doesn't like me, I can choose to think about somebody who does. Or if somebody doesn't approve of me, I can choose to think of the Source within me who always does. If I'm thinking a thought that feels bad, I have the power to choose a thought that doesn't feel quite so bad. But here's the rub for most of you. If you're thinking a thought that feels bad, you don't have the power in this powerful moment to think a thought that feels really good, because those vibrational frequencies are too far apart. But you have the power to think a thought that feels a little better and feels a little better and feels a little better. And so the reason we're here is we're just trying to help you tune back in to who you really are. You are a lover, and when you're not loving, something's gone terribly wrong. And it's not the subject of your love that's gone wrong, it's your focus. You are one who knows your worthiness. And when you feel inferior or resentful or disrespected, it's not that somebody else has the power to do that to you. It's your focus. You've focused in a screwy way, you see. You've focused yourself out of sync with who you are. Even Esther will say, no, 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 Abraham, that's not how it is. They made me feel this way with their behavior because I didn't feel that way before they did that. And we say, that feeling of powerlessness will bring you right to your knees because you can't control them, nor should you be able to, you see. But you can control your focus. Mm-hmm. Talked with a photographer recently who talked about the focusing of his camera. And we talked about how you can draw back to something general or you can focus in very specifically. And the key to keeping yourself in alignment is really that power of how to use your focus. If you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, you're in vibrational alignment with who you are, now you can focus that lens really specifically and you can find something really extraordinarily delicious. That's that sexuality that we were talking about. If you're tuned in and you focus specifically, nothing better than that. But if you're not tuned in and you're focusing specifically, it doesn't feel so good. So that's when you want to sort of draw back into a more general focus till you regain your balance, and then you can zoom in more specifically. When you are moving in the direction of that which you have become, your life is blissful because you're seeing it as the source within you sees it. When you see through the eyes of Source, when you hear through the ears of Source, when you feel through the skin of Source, when you smell through the nose of Source, when you taste through the taste buds of Source, when you get yourself tuned in, tapped in, turned on, the visceral details of your sensual physical experience, it just does not get any more delicious than that. What's non-physical is a less manifested version of life. And none of us are living the less manifested version. Do you get that? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think you have it backwards. You think, oh, here I am, mortal and not as good, and here's God, non-physical and better. And we say, that which you are calling God is flowing through you into this extended life experience. The heaven that you're hoping for is here in the moment of your joy, and the hell you fear is here in the absence of your joy. That's it. We're all right here in the leading edge with you, and you're either letting us flow fully through you or you're not. But it's your free will to choose a vibration that lets it flow or doesn't. You say, pretty good to know.
Pretty good. Pretty good.